B-Pod Studios.
It was a quarterback, I think, at Delaware. And for I think everybody was sick or something, but they needed a camp arm. And they tried signing him. And the day of the game, the NFL came down and said, you're not allowed to basically hide coaches.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they did try that, though. Andy Reid tried it.
I was surprised. Josh Johnson, the guy, he was with the Redskins last year, right?
Yeah.
And he's bounced around. He was with the Giants at one point. He got signed by the Lions, I think, the day after, or 2 days after. It was that Saturday morning after Sudfeld went down.
Uh-huh.
I was surprised the Eagles didn't call him. Maybe they did call him, but I was surprised the Eagles didn't sign him at that point because he could be a third-string quarterback for you.
Yeah.
He could battle for Kessler for that third-string quarterback spot.
Well, a lot of people like what they saw out of Thorson last night, though, too.
Oh, that touchdown pass that was 5 yards underthrown?
Yeah.
And Greg Ward did all the work?
You're not going to
Don't give me Clayton
You're
Thorson.
Not going to get away with that.
Liked what they saw out of Thorson when he underthrows touchdown passes.
Did you see any of the highlights of the Redskins game last night?
No.
Anthony and I were debating about a certain rookie quarterback for the Redskins.
How's he looking?
I thought he looked pretty good. I think he's going to be a player. And I think a lot sooner than Anthony. I'm talking about Dwayne Haskins.
Yes.
He's very raw, but I think he's got an arm. Look at numbers were decent last night. 7 of 14, 114.
55 yards, as long as pass.
Yeah. The touchdown pass.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a good player. I mean, he's a rookie quarterback, and he's playing for that
Redskins are still
terrible
a mess.
Team.
Redskins are still a mess, though. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic WPEM, Burlington, Philadelphia, Beasley Media Group Station. We broadcast from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot, damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
Pump your ass.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, Bring the Heat.
Let's go.
Egan slams the over for their first mistake of the show. You nailed the over, man. I had you at 10:30.
And just like Vegas, right? If you had like 1 o'clock, I did it at 1:01.
Let's see what came in last night on the Bring the Heat line.
So far tonight, my night has consisted of watching 14 pitches of the Phillies to see them down 5-0. Watching to see Cody Kessler get absolutely blown up. Unfortunately, it is just a terrible sports night.
Well, I guess that changed. He regrets that.
Yeah, that
call.
Was one of those premature calls, like all the premature tweets you got yesterday.
Yeah, that's why you got to be careful. You got to wait to see the whole thing. Like that guy who tweeted me and said, struck out twice. Were you complaining then? Or were you happy then about his $330 million? Dude, baseball, you fail more than you succeed.
Yes.
All in all, Bryce Harper's night, great.
Listen, he went 1-for-4 yesterday.
Yes.
He's batting .250 this year. Pretty on par. But that one hit was part of what you paid him for.
And 7 homers in his last 12 games.
When I was sitting there...
That equals on fire.
When I was watching the game yesterday, because the fiance's not watching all the games all that much, she goes, if you were to ask every fan here, would they be happy with what Bryce Harper's done so far this season? And I said, he's played below a lot of people's expectations, but he's also on pace to do more things than he did on average in Washington, D.C. And I said, if he strikes out this at-bat, it was the 2-2 pitch. Yeah. I go, if he strikes out here, this is the moment where you go, come on, Bryce, this is where you need to stand up. And then all of a sudden, bang, he hits the home run.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right. That's why they paid him.
And that's why you and Tyrone and Club Tyrone is going to be hopping today at 2 o'clock. What's next?
What an incredible Phillies comeback. And now you want to know why you don't mess with Bryce Harper? Walk off Grand Slam. Woo!
Who threw the pitch? Because he gave him a pitch to just
Derek Collins.
Yeah.
He got cut, right, recently from one team.
I think the Giants cut
him. Yes.
Hey, he jumped on that, came out of his shoes, and you knew it was, as soon as you saw he made contact with the ball, it was obvious. It was not coming down inside that park.
And what makes it even better is I don't like Joe Maddon. Like, I kind of hate him. I would also take him over Gabe Kapler, but I don't like Joe Maddon, and he brought in the lefty to face Harper.
Yeah.
So it makes sense, lefty lefty. But Harper hits that after Joe Maddon makes that decision. Made him feel even better yesterday.
Oh, sweet, sweet.
I've been looking online. I can't find anywhere. I've been Googling all morning. Maybe you guys know. Do you guys know if that ball landed yet?
I'm not sure.
I just flew it over the state. Saw it fly over the station.
Yeah.
Last break.
It's been. It was a moonshot, man. It was so high in the air. I went, oh, look at this. It was crazy. And then when he knew it was gone, like the intensity on Bryce's face and the speed with which he was running the base.
So he's high stepping around first base.
Uh-huh.
And then he put on a full sprint.
His wife tweeted about it. About the way he ran the bases last night.
Did she?
Yeah, I saw it earlier. Let me see
is
if
she
I...
she active on Twitter, I guess?
I guess she is, yeah. Let me see if I can find the tweet. Somebody retweeted. I don't follow her.
What's her name? Kayla Harper, right?
Kayla, yeah.
You just have the bro read it.
As her?
Yeah.
The bro's probably going to run into her at Whole Foods.
I got it. Never have I ever seen him do this Grinch-like sprint, but it's a vibe I never knew I needed.
There you go. She's... Is it weird for a Philadelphia sports fan to follow a player's wife?
Yes.
I kind of feel the same way.
Yeah, like Jamie's weird.
I mean, she's got 22,000 followers.
Yeah, I know.
So you wouldn't be weird. If Jamie is weird because Jamie will sniff out when somebody starts dating somebody, and they'll be dating for 1 week, and he's already following that person.
And it's not like Kendall Jenner.
Yeah. It's another thing when it's Kayla Harper, who already has 22,000 followers. They're married. They got kids. Like... People follow Cole Hamels' wife because she's got the foundation and all that stuff.
Yeah, she's involved in a charity.
So I don't think that's weird. But it's when, like, I'm trying to think of a player off the top of my head.
Well, Brad, like Chase Utley's wife.
Yeah,
had that's the one. Bulldog
all
thing.
Right, Brad Miller meets this girl at Starbucks. They go on one date, and Jamie's already following that girl.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
That's weird.
Yeah. I feel like I'm invading the athlete by doing that. What's next?
Bryce freaking Harper, grand slam, walk-off home run. He ran around those bases so fast. The Phillies have the fastest home run trot and the slowest home run trot from the top this year. That has to be some kind of record.
Yeah, I think you're right. Because he flew around and he sped up between second and third because he couldn't wait to get home. And then Reese would still be rounding first right now.
I thought Bryce, when he was running home, they've been doing the emptying of the cooler.
Yeah.
They started doing it last year, 2 years ago. I thought whoever was emptying the cooler almost hit him in the face. Not with the water, but the cooler itself.
Yeah,
because Bryce was coming in hot in the home plate. He didn't slow down coming in the home plate. He ran right into that crowd, the Phillies players. I thought he was going to get hit right in the face.
He did look at it, too, when it went out. He stood there because the high trajectory was like... He watched it, but he didn't bat flip.
Well, he had to see if it was fair, if it was gone.
Yeah, I wanted to see a bat flip. That would have been a good
the
spot
Jose
for
Jose Bautista bat
I mean,
flip.
Yeah, just the one, an in-your-face
still love flip. That bat flip.
Is it ironic that Charlie's in the dugout for those three games, or does it mean something?
It was two games. He was in the 11-run game for the first time, and then last night.
But that first game, they only scored 4 runs. The 2 games he's been here, 11-7.
Yeah, and you predicted 7. I got to give you full marks.
And I said Drew Smiley would go 5.
Oh, yes, you did.
I hit big yesterday,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you were on it yesterday.
Unfortunately, I didn't put any money down.
I'm going to have to get a prediction on tonight's affair and the weekend series from you, see if you can ride it.
Nah, I may have to retire after being right.
Yeah, well, that'd be time to do it.
Jason announced 2 games with Charlie Manuel. Will you give him some credit? The Phillies are back, baby.
No.
Okay.
Shocking that the mental midget okay guy has them back. Where 3 days ago, you could go back to that folder with the calls and find one from 4 days ago that I'm done. Him talking about the Phillies.
I'm done.
I guarantee, like Monday or a couple of days last week, he left calls saying that they're done. And now, because Charlie's present and the okay guy gets caught up really easily. I mean, the okay guy goes back and forth. He flops around on a dock like a bluefish that was just pulled out of the water. Just flopping around, flip-flopping all over the place.
Yeah, that is the okay guy.
That's what the okay guy does.
But he's on board right now. He's on Team Andrew.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm on board with the win. I love the win. Am I changing my expectations for them as a team because of those 2 games and the 3-game win streak? Not yet. Well, I'm not there.
I got some good numbers for you.
You can take your numbers and wipe my keister.
I got some good numbers for you.
I don't need numbers. I know what I know Bryce's torch is as hot right now.
I know you're a big fan of Bryce Harper's positive win probability moments.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, this season, his positive win probability moments, this is all from Corey Simon on
NBC
Sports
Philadelphia. PWPM.
Yes. Is at a 12.9 this year.
Is that going to be listed in the stat line now? Like when you look up Bryce's stats, the PWPM?
Well, they have like 4 or 5 pages worth of sabermetrics, so it'll be on like page 4.
Okay.
All right.
His when negative, you get to page 4, it's ridiculous.
His negative win probability moments this year, which is where you fail in those moments, is at negative 7.83. So you do the math, his actual win probability moment is at a 5.07 this year.
All right. Where does that rank?
Ranks 3rd in the majors. Behind Christian Yelich and Mike Trout.
Well, just good company.
And ahead of Cody Bellinger.
All right, so Pat has a call from the 7th. So that's just what, 8, 6 days ago? Here. All right, give me the call, Pat. This is the okay guy.
What, the computer froze?
You had a call.
Am I a terrible Phillies fan? I'm rooting for the Mets to win so they pass the Phillies. So John Middleton's only choice is to get rid of the Three Stooges. Am I wrong? Okay.
See? Just go. That is literally from 9 days ago.
And then let's listen to today's.
And today's call.
Jason, now it's 2 games with Charlie Manuel. Will you give him some credit? The Phillies are back, baby! Okay.
A week ago, dude, you were rooting for the Mets because they were done.
At least he said the Phillies are back. So he admitted that they were gone.
And then we'll get a call on Monday if they struggle this weekend saying basically what he just said. I'm rooting for the Padres, okay?
The last 8 days he's been calling WFAN.
Yes.
Let's go, Mickey Mets. Calloway's okay. Gotta go, okay?
Yeah,
I mean, his lack of ability to like really think something through is legendary. And he's just like the poster child for the OK generation. But that's a good find by you, Pat. I'm rooting for the Mets. And now they're back because Charlie's in the dugout.
I love it.
Oh,
by the way,
God.
I have more from Corey Simon because I know, Jason, you love when you rank your players, you look toward the positive win probability moment sabermetric.
Yeah,
like that's
always.
What when you put your
First
team together,
of,
that's what you think of. His positive win probability moment number at 12.9, which I said earlier, is the highest in Major League Baseball. And Christian Yelich is next at 12.59.
There you go.
Also, the Grand Slam last night, the Phillies had a 28% chance of winning before Harper stepped to the plate. That 28 went to 100. So he had a 72% turnaround.
There you go.
Come on, man.
All right.
Get on. Get on the bandwagon. I'll let you. I'm holding my hand out.
Like Anthony always
for
says,
to
forget
it.
The stats. Stats can lie. 610-632-0975. That's Bring the Heat brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit our friends at American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning to find a dealer near you. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Ron and Marcus Hook on the Fanatic. Hey, Ron, you there?
How you doing, guys? I'm here. Can you hear me?
I got you loud and clear, brother.
Okay. I got 2 scenes, but I wanted to know if Franco's going to be called back up in September.
I don't know. Brad Miller had a big hit yesterday. Oh, September, when they go to the 40-man roster?
Right.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it'll come up.
Okay. And my 2 scenes are both by Al Pacino. First scene, and Justice for All, the courtroom scene. You're out of order. The whole trial is out of order.
I'm out of order. You're out of order.
Yeah, it's a good one.
And the second one, here's a hint. I always tell the truth, even when I lie.
In Scarface.
Scarface, the restaurant scene.
Yeah, the better scene in Scarface to me is the one, you want to play rough? That whole scene?
Yeah.
That's the scene in Scarface for me. But they're good. You got good ones there. Al can steal a scene, no doubt about it.
Okay.
I'll put you on hold so you can get your tickets. I got one from The Godfather. I'll just bring it up. It's a scene / sequence. It's the baptism scene where they take care of all family business.
Yes.
That's one of the great scenes in cinema. That's a great one. And the Goodfellas one that I came up with is the funny house scene in the restaurant. This guy asked me if I wanted to baptize his kid. Yeah, I said for $5,000. You know, that scene is tremendous.
Funny how.
Yeah.
It's like a clown.
It's a tremendous scene. So far the ones that people have gotten off my list, the Few Good Men courtroom scene, is just awesome. The seven, What's in the Box? Saving Private Ryan. I just brought up the baptism sequence from The Godfather and the funny house scene from The Goodfellas. A couple callers and a bunch of tweeters got the USS Indianapolis story scene from Jaws. We talked about the Deer Hunter scene and Gladiator when Spaniard is revealed as Commodus.
Somebody actually emailed me, too, saying, have you guys brought that up yet? And I was like, yeah, Jason read the entire script from it.
From what? Oh, from Commodus?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a great scene. There's still a couple on here. We got the revelation one of Sixth Sense with Bruce Willis.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also another revelation scene at the end of a movie that is phenomenal. Phenomenal. You know what it is?
Newer or older?
In the last 20 years.
There's one that I got to bring up, too, that Anthony's out because if I brought it up, he would kill me. But it's a great, great scene.
Is it a comedy movie?
No. It's a serious movie. It's an action movie, but I brought the movie up before with Anthony. He kind of scoffed at me.
What is it?
It's the end of John Wick 2, the very end.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen it, so.
Yeah, because you're not a movie guy.
No, I like movies. I just haven't seen any John Wick movies, but.
But the end of John Wick 2 is, like, amazing. Well, it's really cool.
Didn't Anthony say he was going to watch them? I think he said
one of his buddies told him they were actually good, all three of them.
Yeah, he didn't want to take my word for it or the callers. He took his buddies.
Well,
yeah.
Touche knows more than you do.
I understand. Touche is a movie guy.
Do you know what movie I'm referring to with the revelation scene?
The last 20 years, that's a lot of movies.
Need more than
over
that.
20
yeah.
years.
It,
what decade?
Everything comes together in this one scene, and you go, oh my God.
I mean, I have an idea.
I'll give you one shot at it.
Memento.
No. Oh, kind of along those lines, though. Not a similar movie. Great ensemble cast, and all of a sudden. Through different visual cues and things said.
Is it a mid-90s movie? Maybe 94?
Oh, Ace Ventura, when he finds out Finkel is Einhorn.
No.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I don't want to take it from a caller, but I think I know what it is.
Say it in my ear. Yes.
Somebody just tweeted it in. I can hear. That's kind of weird that when you speak to him, I can hear it.
Yeah, the movie was from 1995. Good job, Pat. 610-632-0975. TJ in New York is on the Fanatic. What's up, T?
Hey, hello? What's
up,
buddy? Good. And I'm really hoping I win these tickets because I drove from New York to Club Risqué in the Northeast just for them to say they just gave them away.
Oh, man.
Wow. Okay.
Well, yeah, I'm going to hook you up with tickets no matter what, T, just for that dedication.
Thank you. But there's one of the movie scenes. There's the salon scene from Unforgiven when he came in there and he said, the guy said to Clint Eastwood, oh, what? That's cowardice of you. Shoot an unarmed man. He said, well, he should have armed himself.
Yep, it's the Wild Bill scene. And he says, you're going to shoot an unarmed man? And he says, you should have armed yourself when you decided to decorate your bar with my friend. Because Ned was in the coffin outside of the saloon.
Classic. And then at the end, when it's all said and done, he said, I'll see you in hell. And he said, yep.
Yeah, it's a great scene.
Great
scene. I have one other Western scene in my list. Not from The Unforgiven, but that's my Unforgiven scene, yes. Good job,
T. Would it be Tombstone?
It is. Do you know what scene? It's one of the greatest lines in Western.
I'll be a Huckleberry.
I'm your Huckleberry. Val Kilmer as Doc Holliday. Yes, oh, not man, Roy Holliday.
Yeah.
Not Drew Holliday.
Doc. But now, for my point, I do think I love watching the Phillies game and seeing Charlie Manuel in the dugout. It's where he belongs, man. I love seeing it. I love seeing him
around.
He
just looks comfortable there.
Super comfortable. And I don't want him to coach. I just like, he's like the mascot at this point. Like, the lucky rabbit's foot right about now.
Well, he's probably talking to the players. He's not just there for luck.
No, he's there to impart some wisdom and his experience as a hitting coach. And that's what he does. And that's how he came up in baseball. You get the tickets for FanFest. Congrats. And we'll see you there next Saturday. But yeah, no, he's talking to guys. Yeah. I don't know how much of a change he's kind of invoked. I think the change more is just the fact that John Mailey's gone.
Right.
And the pressure's off.
The whole notion that it was just a PR move, I don't like that concept of it. I like that. It was more than a PR move.
It was more of a desperation move than a PR
move.
It just had good PR aspects to it. And it's just Charlie.
It helped that he was already on the payroll.
Yeah.
Now, I got a great one. My buddy Steve texted in. And Pat, I'm sure you would appreciate this, being a big baseball fan. Jason, I don't know if you've even seen it. Have you ever seen Hardball? Keanu Reeves?
No.
You never saw Hardball?
No. It's on Netflix right now for free.
The
great movie.
The final scene when he's speaking at the funeral.
Yeah.
Of G-Baby.
Well, spoiler alert.
That hits home.
I mean,
movie.
He just told you that he's never seen it.
It's his fault. It's been 20 years since he hasn't seen it.
Give the man some time, man. He's watching documentaries. He's trying to educate himself.
I'm trying to see when Hardball came out. Like
probably 2001.
Breaking Bad. Remember we were talking Breaking Bad and somebody got all upset that we spoiled the ending?
Yeah.
I was like, dude, that show's been done for 7 years.
I think Hardball. Statute of limitations.
2002?
Hardball came out in 2001. It's been 18 years. That's his fault he hasn't seen it.
At Love Philly 111 on Twitter, he says, you said it about 50 times today, that Spaniard reveals himself as Commodus. He revealed himself as Maximus. He reveals himself to Commodus. That's what I meant to say. Commodus was Joaquin Phoenix. Russell Crowe was Maximus Decimus Meridius.
Have you ever even seen the movie?
Yeah.
I mean, come on,
seriously,
man. You call yourself a Gladiator fan?
I wrote it down wrong.
Half-assed Mertitus over here.
Yes.
Speaking of baseball movies, though, there's a scene that hasn't been mentioned yet from probably my favorite baseball movie. I'm not going to mention it if a caller wants to grab it, but I'm shocked you guys haven't brought it up
yet. Does it involve having a catch or hitting a home run? Which one?
Neither.
Oh, so it's not The Natural or Field of Dreams?
Yeah.
It's in Field of Dreams.
The baseball speech.
Come on, man. I just said.
Yeah.
I'm just going to wait for a caller to bring
it
up.
I haven't got my FanFest tickets yet.
Well, guess what? You got them now.
Nice.
So I read that tweet from that guy, Phil, earlier in the show, who was saying that about Bryce Harper's two strikeouts, typical post of a Philadelphia fan. And I just said, you clearly don't know how baseball works. A hitter fails more than he succeeds. Harper drives in 4 runs to win the game and has been hitting home runs at a huge rate. And he says, clearly you don't. $330 million for an inconsistent hitter that needs to be moved around in the order to spark him. If he signed with any other team, you'd be calling him overrated and his first season as a bust. Dude, Phil, you're idiotic. If you know how baseball works, there's a ton of failure for anybody at the plate. Mike Trout doesn't hit 500.
He could, though, if he wanted to.
You would think so, if there was anybody that could, right? But no, his numbers are good. He has not come through with runners in scoring position through that stretch when they were 3-for-33 with runners in scoring position. But, dude, I don't worry about what a guy is getting paid. A guy gets paid what he can get. So I don't sit there and go 300, and he's not getting $330 million for this year.
Right. I'm telling you, this is the guy that said baseball players shouldn't be paid this much money.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they actually get some of the smallest percentage of the revenue pie of any of the sports, by the way. Baseball players.
Yeah.
They really do.
Plus, I just read you. I know they're sabermetrics. I know we poke fun at them. But the fact that he's the third most clutch player in clutch situations season long.
The PWPM?
Yes. That says something, though. That means he's stepping up in the big moments.
Yeah, and he did last night.
And that's what you're paying him
for. That's the point, Phil. Clearly, you don't get it. 610-632-0975. What a day it's been. We'll get to more of your phone calls coming up. More movie scenes. I see a lot of people with movie scenes on the line. So that FanFest ticket's up for grabs. Stay tuned. We're back after this on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays. The Fanatic.
Midday show, 97.5 The Fanatic. Boy, people got some great ones on Twitter from the scenes. Instigators 889 has a couple good ones and a couple that we agree on. The 7-1, what's in a box, the Sixth Sense, the reveal that Bruce Willis is not alive at that point. How about the Raiders of the Lost Ark opening scene? Is that the ball rolling down in the coming out of the cave? That's a great scene.
Well, isn't that also the same one where they pull the hearts out? Right?
Where the face melts? Oh, that, yeah, later.
The heart scene.
Yeah. Where he pulls it out and it's still beating.
Yes.
Yeah. Some great ones on Twitter. Adam just tweets in and goes, best scene about Reservoir Dogs. Michael Madsen dancing with the freshly cut ear of the cop stuck in the middle with you by that's a great one. That's a great scene. Another Tarantino one. Tarantino lends himself to great scenes.
Yes. Yes, he does.
Trying to see if there's any more here. Yeah, Field of Dreams, having the catch with your dad. You alluded to the other one, the baseball speech Pat did. So,
yeah, the natural too, the home run scene. There's all kinds of sports ones.
Yeah, well, yeah, Justin Mann tweeted and said Al Pacino's best speech on any given Sunday.
There's a lot of speeches.
You gotta fight for that inch.
Right? Any given Sunday, the speech in Hoosiers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, any good sports movie has a good speech.
Yeah. Brian tweets in and says, Harper is already a bargain at 25 mil this season. In 2 years, he'll be the 50th highest paid player in baseball. In 5 years, the 100th. And the biggest bargain in Major League Baseball by far. With the way salaries are escalating in baseball, you may be right. Let's go to Matt in South Philly. Joins us on the Fanatic. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing?
Good. Did anyone, did the Revelation scene, did you revo that one yet, Martinez?
I did not.
You talking about Fight Club? You gotta be.
Wait, what?
Oh, I didn't hear the date. Okay. But, so, the Phillies. I come from a split household. My dad's from New York, right? So we grow up watching the Yankees game. Last night I was watching a game with my daughter. And I have to, it was watching that and seeing her freak out over the walk-off grand slam was like equivalent to me watching Aaron Boone's game 7 walk-off with my dad. It was awesome. You know, I kept flipping back and forth. I seen it was 5-0, but like I don't know. I had this feeling that we weren't losing last night. Like there's just something about this team right now. They seem on.
There's something about Charlie Manuel. That's what it is.
See, I didn't have that feeling last night. I didn't have that feeling last night until after the game. They didn't show me that they were on prior to last night.
So my daughter's like diehard Eagles. So she was adamant on watching the preseason game. She's only 7. She was adamant on watching the preseason game. When I flipped and seen it was 5-1 in the 8th inning, I was like, Chloe, we're keeping this on. They're winning today. We're keeping this on. It's more important than what the Eagles are doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
So when they got the bases loaded and that walk-off home grand slam, you would have thought she was on the field with them. It was awesome. And I love that, like, right now, in this last 2-3 days, baseball's back because that's my go-to sport. So it was awesome seeing it with her last night.
Yeah, no doubt. What's your scene?
My movie scene is The Patriot, the scene where they take Heath Ledger and kill Mel Gibson's other son, and then he runs in the woods mm-hmm. and takes them all out. That scene is awesome.
It wasn't on my list, but that's a great scene. You're right. It's a great one. That came out not long after Braveheart came out. And that is a great scene from that movie, Matt. Well, you scored the ticket. It's a good one. I got a DM from a guy on Twitter. Let me get his name up here. David says top 5 scenes. And he went a Glengarry Glen Ross scene with Alec Baldwin that put the coffee down. It's a good scene, but it's not my number one Alec Baldwin scene. My Alec Baldwin scene, let me see if you know this one, Pat. Do you remember the scene from a movie called Malice?
Yes, where he plays a doctor and he's going off.
Yeah, he's got an MD from Harvard. He's board certified in cardiothoracic medicine and trauma surgery. He's been awarded citations in 7 different medical boards in New England. And I'm never sick at sea. The speech that he gives is tremendous because he's giving a deposition. He says, if you're looking for God, he was in operating room number 2 on November 17th, and he doesn't like to be second guessed. You ask me if I have a God complex? Let me tell you something. I am God. It is. Did you ever see that movie?
No.
Oh,
that's nice though,
dude. It's incredible. That scene. The movie was not great, but that scene is phenomenal because he pulls off the arrogance so perfectly in that movie, and that the dialogue that he spits out is done just perfect.
Is he a overrated actor?
I think he's underrated.
Underrated.
Yeah.
Okay.
He does a lot of goofier stuff
That's
now.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I can't go, oh, Alec Baldwin's great in this.
Yeah. He's been good in some movies, and the Hunt for Red October he was good in. There's a lot of good movies that he's been in, but he does a lot of the more goofy stuff now, and like Saturday Night Live and stuff like that. Let's go to Paul Marlton on The Fanatic. What's up, Paul?
Hey, gents. How's it going today?
What's up, buddy?
Frankie T revelation scene, I think I nailed it. The okay guy, he cannot get any more airtime with that Mets comment.
No, he's an idiot. He's a total idiot. You can't take him serious because he's a total idiot.
It's infuriating. As far as Andrew ripping off some numbers here, the only numbers we have to worry about is 13 and 330.
Because 13 years, $330 million.
He's worth every penny. That moment was exactly the moment we've been waiting for. Well, he's had moments earlier in the season, but that was it.
Yeah, Paul, the thing is with him is it's not even just sometimes the numbers on the field. It's just that he represents the fact that your franchise is legit.
Yeah, I agree. 100%.
That's what it is. And it's the other thing is the 13 and the 330 represents two things for me, too. 13-year commitment to Philadelphia when we have this fear that nobody wants to come to Philadelphia or nobody wants to stay here, and he made a 13-year commitment. And the 330 is important because that's the commitment from the ball club.
Yep. And the commitment to build a winner.
Yes, right, exactly. Now, are they going to build a winner? That's going to be up to Matt Klentak, at least for now.
Exactly. Yeah. He's still in the hot seat for me.
Yeah.
So the movie's got to be The Usual Suspects.
Boom. There you go. The revelation of Verbal Kemp being Kaiser Soze.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Love that scene.
Yep. When it all comes together and Chaz Palminteri finally figures it out. He's got the chalkboard thing there that can flip.
Yep.
And he's starting to put all the clues together. Yeah. And he's like, oh, my God. I've been played the whole time. This guy was told me this great story, and all the clues were visual clues inside my office space. It is a tremendous reveal scene, and you got tickets to FanFest for it. Yep.
Thank you, Sam.
All right, Paul, put you on hold. Yeah, you scored it. The reveal, Pat had it. He said it in my ear, and a lot of people got it on Twitter. I just want somebody to get it on the phones, but that scene, you're like, oh, my goodness. It buckled your knees when you watched it for the first time.
Now, would that be... I'm trying to get out of you the order of your list so far, because I know you put a bunch down that just came right to your head, but what would you order? Like, give me your top three.
Well, I told you the number one is Saving Private Ryan.
Right, okay.
Number two, nobody's gotten. Nobody has gotten.
Oh, so you have started to rate them a little bit.
If I were going to rank number two, and it's just because the dialogue of the scene and the two actors that are in the scene are tremendous. It's in a movie called True Romance. And it's the scene with Christopher Walken and Dennis Hopper inside the trailer. And it is off the charts.
Christopher Walken's fantastic.
And Hopper, kidding me? It's great.
I know everybody loves to try to do the voice of Christopher Walken.
He's a hard guy to imitate.
But I mean, his acting is just fantastic.
Yeah.
It's not just the voice.
I could never crack the code on how he speaks. It's weird.
And Pat, you can remind me, his favorite movie of all time was with Christopher Walken, Joe Dirt.
Jeez.
He's great in that role.
Yeah.
Tom, me all wrong.
Tom in South Philly. I'm like, hey, good job, Andrew.
Yeah, how could you got my movie, man.
What's that? Usual Suspects?
True Romance.
Oh, True Romance. Yeah, it's a great one.
That scene's unreal. It's actually got a few other good scenes in it, too. Like the one when James Gandolfini beats up Patricia Arquette.
Yep.
That whole scene.
Bloodies are bad, man.
In the hotel room. Yeah, that was also
The Brad Pitt scene, too, when he's smoking out of the the honey.
Don't be condescending to me, man. I'll kick your ass.
Yeah, I'll kick your ass.
He's all high.
Yeah, he's all high up.
And then the other one, too, is Gary Oldman when he's the white Jamaican.
Yeah.
Oh, we got ourselves a hero, Charlie Bronson.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great.
But, just going about the Eagles, you know, I heard the guy earlier called that the rust of Wentz being rusty. He mentioned that the Eagles practiced with the Jaguars. When did that happen? On the flight to Jacksonville?
No, they didn't. They're gonna do the joint practice with Baltimore. Yeah, no, he was wrong about that.
He said that he heard from a guy that knows a guy that's seen him practice against and with Jacksonville that he looked rusty. I mean, they practiced at home for Monday and Tuesday, then flew to Jacksonville Wednesday. So
yeah, I don't know. I didn't pick up on that. Yeah,
I think I was just, you know, somebody just hitting a narrative that Wentz looked rusty during practice, and he's going to throw his own little twist in there that, you know, against Jacksonville. So,
well, yeah, there was a story that came out this week that he looked rusty and that maybe he should play in preseason.
He didn't make 20 in a row completions. I mean, come on.
Yeah, give me a break.
Like, we're nitpicking at this now. You know, it's just to get some clicks on Twitter. But I think Wentz will be fine when the season comes around. I mean,
if he's upright, he's fine, brother.
Exactly.
Totally agree.
So, and then also the Phillies, you know, you got these people calling up. Like, you see the thing last night was on Twitter where Harper had words with the guy behind the dugout?
Yeah, Andrew brought it up earlier.
Yeah.
The guy was taunting him.
He cursed the guy in the stands.
Yep, and then he shut him up with a salami to end the game.
I can't stand that when people throw money what the players make at them for their performance. I mean, nobody lives up to a contract they get, but that's what the market calls for them to get. So why, you know, criticize them for what they make?
Yeah, seriously, if you're in the same situation, Tom, think about it. I'm going to put you get a pair of tickets to FanFest. It's a good call. Are you, you know what you're worth? You know what you're worth in any profession? You're worth
less than what you get?
No, whatever you can get is what you're worth. So if, yeah, teams overpay sometimes, happens all the time. You're worth whatever you can get. And nobody should begrudge somebody else that they were able to get more money, because all it is petty jealousy. And you can criticize the team saying you overpaid for this guy, you overpaid for that guy, but don't criticize the guy, because you're going to try and get every penny you can, because your earning window is what it is. And it's no matter what you do, you're worth what you can get. So don't criticize Bryce Harper for getting $330 million. Good for Bryce.
Yeah, and he stepped up in the biggest moment of the game.
Yeah, and don't give me this, well, they're playing a game. Nobody should make that money for playing a game. Stop it. It ain't fair. Get over it.
You're buying the jersey, right? The money's got to go somewhere.
Midday Show, back after this on The Fanatic.
Gargano and Martinez Middays. The Fanatic.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong for over 49 years. To find out more, visit injurylawyer.com.
Yes, indeed. It is the Midday Show. Andrew in for Anthony. Pat in for Andrew. Jason Martinez with you. Let's get to a couple calls here. Kenny and Scranton's on The Fanatic. Hey, Ken.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, Jason, can I be the Twitter chapter member of Scranton?
You got it, man.
Oh, man. Awesome. Thank you.
Charter chapter member, go on the Facebook United Nations of Eagles fans page and send us a request, and I'll put you through to the page.
All right. Awesome. Hey, I got a movie scene from a baseball movie that reminds me of what's going on right now with the Philadelphia Phillies and how jacked up I am about it. I'll say the quote for you, and then you guys can see if you can figure it out, all right?
Go ahead.
We won a game yesterday. If we won today, that's two in a row. If we win one tomorrow,
Major League
that's
Two,
called a winning streak. Yep.
Yeah, it's Major League.
It has happened before.
Yep.
Yes. Three games in a row. I'm pumped. Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. Have a great weekend, all right?
All right, brother. Appreciate it. He's going to be our charter chapter member of Scranton.
That is great, though. It has happened before.
Some good ones today. Some comedies have some great scenes, too. Right?
Yeah, Blazing Saddles. I already brought that one up. Uh-huh. You poo-pooed that one.
Vin in Port Richmond's on The Fanatic. What's up, Vin?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
Not much. Well, I wanted to talk about Eagles, but I want to give a... I don't know if it's one of your movie scenes, but I heard somebody mention Heath Ledger earlier, and one of my favorite scenes was from The Dark Knight when he set that ambush up under the tunnels, and they were just going to war under there. I believe they were transporting, was it Harvey Dent, I believe?
Now, Andrew's going to have to help me with this one because I don't know.
Yes.
Yes. And, man, that's one of my favorite scenes. And everybody knows Heath Ledger is one of the best actors. But, no, I wanted to talk a little bit about Eagles because, you know, I'm sure everybody along with me was a little doubtful now seeing that it seems like every week we lose a quarterback. But there's still some hope. And some hope that I see is, for everybody out there who's down, who's feeling a little bit hopeless about the Eagles, let me just remind you guys a little bit more reason to why I have hope. We got Alshon Jeffrey, DeSean Jackson, Zach Ertz, Dallas Goedert, Miles Sanders, Jordan Howard.
Yeah, keep going.
And Ginger Jesus himself, number 11, Carson Wentz. And let me tell you something, I'm a diehard Eagles fan, and 2 years ago, I got one of the best birthday presents of my life on February 4th, 1993. I was born, and on February 4th, the Eagles won Super Bowl 52, baby.
Wow.
That was the best birthday gift I could ever ask for, man.
Yeah, hopefully you can duplicate that one again. Maybe not on that exact day, because I don't think
I already looked it up. It's not going to be on Sunday again for like a couple years.
So you're targeting already.
I can't wait. I believe we got a good hope.
Well, maybe this year on your birthday on the 4th, that's a Tuesday, it'll be the parade.
Woo! Don't get me started, man.
Come on now.
I'll be out there once again because that's one of the most beautiful moments of my life, man.
Yeah, it was a great day, no doubt. Hey, Vin, thanks for the call, man.
Hey, man, can I get some FanFest tickets?
Done. You got them.
You want to know something amazing?
What?
Tomorrow is the 10-year anniversary of Adam Schefter's debut with ESPN.
Wow, he's only been on there a decade. It feels like a lot longer than that.
Think about that. I mean, he's one of the most successful, I'd say.
Yeah.
Most successful insiders ever.
He took what Mortensen did and took it to another level.
Yes.
And really, social media, obviously, the growth of that really helped as well. But, oh, wow, Schefter.
So tomorrow's 10 years, and he was talking Brett Favre and the Vikings.
Wow. Yeah, I remember that. So 2009 is when he started with ESPN. Does that feel like he's been there longer than that?
Yeah, it does.
Wow. Surprised by that. By the way, when you come to FanFest, we just gave away another pair of tickets. You're going to have the chance, and this is cool, you're going to have a chance to win a trip for four to Disney's NBA experience, where Anthony and I were on Monday, where we did the show from down at Disney Springs in Orlando. If you love the game of basketball, now's the time to live it. Take your shot at the all-new NBA experience at Walt Disney World Resort with a special Fanatic giveaway. Now, there are two ways to enter. You can go to 97.5thefanatic.com and go to our contest page and enter there. You can enter to win. Or if you're coming to FanFest, and we hope that you are, if you're coming to FanFest 2019, on site, there'll be another area to register at. So make sure you stop by there, drop your name and your info, and we'll make sure that you get in the mix for that trip before to the Disney's NBA experience. And it's a really cool place, and you're going to have a lot of fun when you go down there. Let's go to Jonathan and Maple Glen on the Fanatic. Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, Jason. How you guys doing?
Good, John.
Andrew, I need your help on this one. So I went to the game last night. I'm in sales, so every once in a while you got to entertain customers and take clients out. And last night I got the pleasure of taking a couple guys to the Phillies game. Seventh inning, they had two hits. Team was struggling. The guys with me were all begging to leave at the fifth inning.
Oh, no.
I made a deal that if they got another hit, that we were staying. And then Cesar hits that line drive that the
Schwarber
player dived.
Schwarber made the dive and catch.
So he looks at me and goes, all right, I guess we're leaving. And I was like, all right, fine, whatever. So we get up and leave, and we're in the car on the way home, and I'm listening, and I hear the grand slam. Actually, before that point, they start coming back, and then I'm calling them because we're in two different cars, but it's a long story why I had to leave anyway. But I couldn't believe that they won. Now, I'm taking credit for leaving because I feel like we were the mush. Like, they couldn't hit a ball while we were there.
That's one way to look at it.
They leave and they start coming back. So I'm hoping that that's why they won, but I can't believe I missed it. Now, the only solace I have is I was at Doc's no-hitter in the playoffs. So this wouldn't have been the best game I was at anyway, but I can't believe I left. And it's
That sucks. When you leave one of those moments and you got to hear about it later, it haunts you for the rest of your life. All right, fun show today. Pat, thank you for jumping in. Andrew, great job filling in for Anthony. We're going to be back on Monday, and we'll crank it up once again, and we'll be within a week of course, FanFest. Got to tell you that Tyrone coming up, filling up for Mike next. You'll be along for the ride there, Andrew, as well. And our handoff is brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center, specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For info, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. Have a great weekend, everybody.